The management of Prague's National Theatre this week symbolically launched a planned renovation of the state opera, located not far from Wenceslas Square. The project is said to cost 858 million crowns and will take more than 2 years, during which time the state opera will put on productions at other venues. It is the first major renovation job on the large state-owned theatre since 1989. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The historic state opera in Prague first opened its doors in 1888. This is a Prague-German stage with a performance of Wagner's opera, The Mastersingers of Nuremberg. The design for the building had been drawn up by the Fellner and Helmer Architecture Studio in Vienna. The architect of the Vienna Municipal Theatre, Karl Hausenauer, was also involved, while Prague architect Alfons Wertmüller took part in the construction. With a spacious auditorium and neo-rococo interior, the theatre is considered one of the finest in Europe, albeit one somewhat marred by the communist-era magistrala, or throughway, which cuts by it through the city. Extensive renovation, which was talked about for years, can now finally go ahead, 5 years after the opera was merged with the National Theatre. The head of the National Theatre, Jan Burian.
The renovation will affect not only the state opera, one of the most beautiful in Europe, but also a technical wing. Almost everything will be repaired, from the seating to cloakrooms to historic details.
Part of the plan is new room for members to practice new productions. Audiences, too, will benefit, for example, from being able to use touchscreen displays offering surtitles in several languages after the venue reopens. Stage elements are to be automated and run from a central computer, and the main hall is to be restored as closely as possible to its former glory. Until completion, the Prague State Opera will stage productions at alternative venues, such as the Karlin Musical Theatre or the historic National Theatre itself. Renovation has yet to begin, but already the opera and the National Theatre are looking ahead to when the opera building reopens. National Theatre head Jan Burian once more.
We are already preparing to return to the standard system of performances and premieres, which we had to significantly alter for the time being. We are preparing the new repertoire. For now, the state opera is making use of the National Theatre and Karlin Musical Theatre. For the reopening, we will have an all-new premiere, most likely a famous title, very possibly Wagner.
The merger of the Prague State Opera and National Theatre was a measure originally intended to cut costs, but the Supreme Audit Office recently revealed that the move had not saved money other than in the first year, in 2012, when expenditures fell by 8 million crowns, a drop or difference of just 1%.